This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Come on, let's make it happen. Mr. Ryel Kelly, come on down from Winton Woods in Cincinnati, from Winton Woods High School in Cincinnati. One thing I didn't realize is obviously Justin Hill, Winton Woods also, but Cam Calhoun. I didn't realize Cam Calhoun was from Winton Woods as well. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and make it happen right here with Ryel Kelly. Follow him on the Twitter machine at Ryel K. We appreciate his time. Good morning, Ryel. How we doing, sir? Welcome to the show and welcome to the Crimson Tide.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. I like your sweatshirt. I appreciate your time this morning. Let's get right into it. Easy softball question. You committed to Alabama last week after being committed to Rutgers. What went into your decision to flip your commitment and join the Crimson Tide recruiting class?
I mean, like, as soon as I got there, like, the coaches, I already felt it, like the relationship with them, the players, the coach there introduced me to players now or recruits, and I just felt like I could be myself around them type stuff.
So tell me more about that visit. What were the, you know, what was kind of your favorite thing you got to do there? How do you feel like your relationship got stronger with not only, you know, the players you got to meet with, the players you got to interact with, but really the coaching staff as well?
We hung out, sat together, ate together. And then after, like, we did all that, we'll go with the host and we'll just chill, do what we want type stuff.
Who was your host?
Cam.
Perfect. That's what I want to get into. Did you know Cam Calhoun when he was at Winton Woods? Were y'all connected at that time, or was he a couple classes above you? Just what's your relationship like with Cam Calhoun?
I mean, I was in ninth grade. And he was a senior, but I mean, we still had a good relationship, but yeah, I didn't really get to play with him my freshman year, but yeah, I still had a relationship with him. Yeah, it was cool.
What have you seen out of him during his time at Utah, and maybe what are you expecting out of him this season at Alabama?
I mean, he in the SEC now, so like, it's big time. Like, he going, but I know he way more physical. Like, and he could be himself around them type stuff. Like, he can, like, I feel like they got great relationships with each other and stuff like that. So, and they could, it's easier to talk to each other on the field. Like that, stuff like that.
One of your other former teammates, Justin Hill, maybe has been had a year to get acclimated to the SEC a little longer than Cam has. What has he been able to tell you anything?
Well, he's an incoming freshman.
Oh, wait, no, he just got there. Yeah, duh. Oh, man, I'm a little mixed up in my years now. Well, I guess
early enrolling.
Yeah, since he enrolled, has he been able to kind of give you any advice?
Oh, yeah. He's telling me it's great down there, like. He love it down there. They put on 20 pounds on him in like 2 months. Soon as he got down there, and that's all muscle too. But yeah, he love it down there.
We're talking to Ryel Kelly, safety out of Winton Woods in Cincinnati, Ohio. Ryel, you're listed on all these sites 6'3", 180. I'll just give you a chance. Is that accurate? And what did they tell you about your body type?
Right now I'm 185. I'm 6'3" though. They say like I'm rangy, quick, fast, versatile, stuff like that.
We put your film on several different times and see you play in deep safety for Winton Woods. Do you like that role? What do you like about football and really just kind of what do you like about playing defense?
I like coming down here and being a ball hawk. Yes, sir.
If you had to, you know, choose maybe one word, one adjective to describe the way that you play, what would you use?
Physical.
We're talking hanging out with Ryel Kelly. Ryel, what would we say would be your biggest goal for your senior year?
Get a ring and be way much better than I was last season. Yeah.
So is there anything specific about your game that you're wanting to improve on?
Probably tracking the ball better. That's about it.
Yeah, I see you got a couple interceptions last season. What goes through your mind when that ball goes in the air?
One opportunity. I got to go get that.
Prior to Alabama kind of getting in touch with you, how familiar were you with Alabama football? Did you grow up, you know, watching it at all, or was it, you know, kind of something new that they've recently gotten in touch with you here?
I used to watch Alabama when I was younger, but I was mainly like a Ohio State type of guy. Like, I loved Ohio State. But yeah, I used to get right watching Bama. They had Nick Saban. Nick Saban, he was crazy.
Have you been to a game yet in Bryant-Denny Stadium? And really, do you have any plans to come to Tuscaloosa this fall to check it out?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I ain't been to a game yet, but I'm definitely coming to at least like two games. Got to.
Do you have an idea maybe when that'll be, or the schedules just have to haven't been set yet?
Yeah, the schedules haven't been set yet. I want to go to the Tennessee game, though. That's going to be lit.
You just mentioned Nick Saban, and I believe, wasn't Coach Saban kind of around the program during the weekend of your visit, or was that a different weekend?
It probably was a different weekend. He went there. I guess he left like 2 days before the visit or something like that.
So let's talk about Mo Linguist instead then. What's your relationship like with Alabama defensive backs coach Maurice Linguist?
It's great. Like, I could really be myself around him. Like, it's crazy. Like, as soon as I got there, I already felt like it was home. Like, something already clicking to me. Like, yeah, this the right spot. And, like, the one thing that really stuck out to me was, like, he told my mom, like, this yo visit. This ain't right, yo visit. This yo visit. That's what really stuck out to me.
Oh, how did your mom react to that?
She already knew. Like, she loved it there. And he just made it brighten her day.
Alabama's hired Jason Jones to kind of help with the defensive back. So he's a newer coach to the staff. We haven't had a whole lot of time to get to know him. Now, he played at Alabama. What's he like?
Yeah, he's a cool doc. He's a cool guy. He check up on you, make sure you got what you need, stuff like that. And he knows the game.
Has he given you any tips about playing in Alabama?
We went over some film. We talked about some coverages and stuff like that.
We're hanging out with Ryel Kelly, Alabama's newest safety commit. Ryel, let's put you in a hypothetical. You're in the defensive backfield. You can get an interception off any quarterback ever. Mm-hmm. Who are some of the quarterbacks that you would like to be intercepting?
Probably, like, all time?
Any time, yes, sir.
Probably Peyton Manning.
That's a good pick. Is there anybody, you know, any current players, past players, anybody playing, you know, NFL, college, anyone, that you try to model your game after now that you've kind of taken tips from?
Probably Kyle Hamilton. People say I'm him too. Like, he can go track the ball down. He come down, be physical, use his range, things like that.
Oh, that's a beast right there to model your game after. All, absolutely. Do you have a favorite NFL team? You're a Cincinnati guy. You a big Bengals man?
Yeah, I mess with the Bengals, but I've always been like a Seahawks type of guy. Like, I used to rock with Seahawks. Back when Legion of Doom, that was crazy time.
or hang out with Ryel Kelly, do you have a pregame ritual to get you in the zone to perform well?
Probably Call Your Friends by Railway. I'll listen to some chill stuff before the game.
What's on your playlist? What are some of the artists on your playlist?
Rod Wave, No Cap, Drake, Rallo, people like them people. That's top photo.
Let's see.
I can keep going if you want.
Well, I mean, I just want to kind of keep asking you about really this trip that you had to Tuscaloosa. What was, you mentioned going out and getting food or anything. Was that kind of everybody going out together? Did you guys go as a group to anywhere specific? Was there anywhere good that you went to eat?
Yeah, like they'll have their own like spot where they go out and eat and stuff like that.
What was the best thing y'all had?
Steak. That's probably the best thing I had, or some wings that we had at the facility.
Ryel, if you weren't a football player, if you didn't play football and that wasn't your future, what would you be doing? What's something, maybe a different sport or a different hobby? What's something else that you might be pursuing?
I'd probably do sports medicine, like be like an athletic trainer type stuff, like do rehab or something like that.
Is that something you plan on pursuing here at Alabama?
Yeah.
I need your help. I've had a handful of knee surgeries in my day, and my knee's starting to creak. I need your help.
Hey.
We're hanging out with Ryel Kelly, Alabama's newest safety commit. Ryel, if you could have your pick of NIL, you get your choice. You're obviously going to be a big star once you get here, and there's going to be a lot of opportunities for you. But if you could make your own opportunities, what's a company, a business, or some venture that you would like to get involved in with NIL?
Probably make my own branding. Yeah.
We got to get you a logo then. You got your Ryel Kelly logo?
I was thinking like a saying talking about like believe in yourself. Because if you don't believe in yourself, who's going to believe in you? You always got to believe in yourself first.
Absolutely. Where does that self-confidence come from?
When you working almost every day, like the confidence is gonna come with it. So you just, keep working, focusing on craft, then it's just the confidence gonna come with it.
Ryel Kelly, you originally were committed to Toledo, then committed to Rutgers, and now committed to Alabama. So where do things stand now with your recruitment? Is it done with Alabama, or are we still maybe thinking about some things?
No, I'm done.
Yeah. What were the, obviously, Alabama, Rutgers, and Toledo, all three kind of different programs. What were kind of the main differences between Toledo and Rutgers, and then between Rutgers and Alabama that helped you change your decision those times?
With Toledo from Rutgers, I'd probably say just bigger school. I feel like I get more developed at. And then Rutgers to Bama, just like the culture. Like, I say that culture, like brotherhood. Like, everybody like this. So, like, you can get along with anybody type stuff.
Ryel, we asked J.J. Finch last week about his recruiting ranking. You're also ranked a three-star recruit by the 24/7s of the world. What do you make of that? How does that sit with you?
Yeah, I ain't allowed. That don't sit right with me. Like, I don't mess with that. Three-star pool, I'm trying to shoot for more. Like, nah.
I gotta say, in the bit that we watched, it didn't sit right with us either. We didn't really agree. So we've been asking, like we said, we asked J.J. Finch, and he kind of had the same thing to say.
Yeah.
What stood out about Coach Kalen DeBoer? What made Coach Kalen DeBoer stand out from other coaches that you've interacted with so far?
Kalen DeBoer, he like an open guy. Like, he ain't one of them like head coaches that's like up there and you down here type stuff. You can talk to him anytime you want, that type stuff. Yeah, overall, he like a regular coach, but he a head coach. Like, it's cool.
Ryle, have you ever been nervous before a game? And if so, what's a way that you might calm down your nerves other than your smooth music?
I mean, once that first play like start, then like everything goes away. Like I'm locked in. Like it's like I don't know. Like I'll be nervous. Then when I'm like get on the field and actually start playing, then everything just goes away.
We talked about your former teammate Justin Hill and the being an early enrollee earlier. What do you think about early enrolling?
It's great. It gets you a head start of everything. Like I said, Justin he gained like 20 pounds in like 2-3 months, and from early enrolling, like it gets you ahead of the game. You get to learn their scheme better before the people that come after school type stuff. Yeah, it's great though.
Just a few more with Ryle Kelly, and we really appreciate your time, Ryle. Thanks for cutting out, giving us some of your morning. I know it's a little early to be doing a talk show, but it looks like y'all went 10-2 last year. So many, many victories. What is the way that you celebrate a victory? What is it? Do you have a special meal? Do you have something that you like to do? How does Ryle Kelly like to celebrate his wins?
Probably go out with the fam. Like you said, go out to eat with the family or something. And then, like, right after that, we got practice film, like, right after that Saturday. So, yeah.
I got one more question. Is there any, you know, I know you said you weren't super familiar with Alabama. You watched them a little bit. Is there any, you know, one player or one guy that you remember watching growing up that maybe would be your favorite Alabama player?
I'd probably say T.A. Like, he recent, though.
Good pick, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he liked that.
Anybody else growing up, just in general? Just any your favorite player, just in general?
I'd probably say Devontae Adams. Like, he was quick. He could get open anytime, for real. And then I heard when I was at Alabama, they told me, like, once he won the Heisman, he was right back in the gym working the next morning. Yeah, that's crazy.
Definitely a great role model to look up to. Ryle, have you checked out any future Alabama schedules, particularly 2027, your sophomore year? Alabama's supposed to be playing at Ohio State.
Oh, no, I ain't getting into that.
I just mentioned it because of what you said earlier, and really the same question: is there any stadiums that you would love to go play in?
LSU, Ohio State, Tennessee. Yeah, that would be big time for me.
All right, so last one for me, and I really appreciate your time, Ryle, is really just give us your outlook on the Alabama Crimson Tide season this year. I know you won't be a part of it. You'll be finishing up your senior year. But how do you think your former teammates, Cam Calhoun and Justin Hill, and the rest of the Crimson Tide will do in 2025?
Honestly, I feel like they could win it all, for real. Like, and then, like, Justin and Cam, they already going to be playing, so, like, they got chemistry together. It's just going to be crazy. But they definitely could win it all, though.
Well, I'm really excited to have you here. I'm really excited to get you onto campus after your senior year. I hope your senior year goes very, very well. We want to encourage everybody to follow him at Ryel K on the Twitter machine. Ryel, I'll leave you the last word. Anything you want to say about yourself or anything you want to say to the Alabama fan base that's watching right now?
Roll Tide.
We love it, Ryel. I hope you have a great day. Thank you for your time, and we hope to catch up with you again soon.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's Ryel Kelly joining us, and really excited to have him. 6'4". He said it right there. Rangy.
Yeah. You see it right there when you watch the highlights. Very, very excited for this guy.
Thanks for joining us on today's edition of the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central. Keep up with Joe on all his social media pages at JoeGaither6. Subscribe, rate, and review the show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and be sure to read us daily at BamaCentral.com.